Macbeth is a man torn by ambition and conscience. He will be king, he has been told, by the three witches on the heath. His lady, by every wile at her command, is urging him to take the violent and the swiftest way to the achievement of his destiny. He is to kill King Duncan, now at this moment his guest and eating at his table. Racked by guilt, indecision, the very nearness of his victim, Macbeth can stay in the banqueting hall no longer. Alone in the night, his... If it were done. When 'tis done, and for well, it were done quickly. If the assassination could trammel up the consequence and catch with his surcease success. That but this blow might be the be-all and the end-all. Here, but here upon this bank and shoal of time, we jump for life to come. But in these cases, we still have judgment here. That we but teach the instructions, which being taught, return to plague the inventor. Justice commends the ingredients of our poison chalice to our own lips. He's here in double trust. First, as I'm his kinsman and his subject, strong both against the deed. Then as his host, who should against his murderer shut the door, not bear the knife myself. Besides, this Duncan hath borne his faculties so meek, hath been so clear in his great office, that his virtues will deep damnation of his taking off, and pity like a naked newborn babe striding the blast, or heaven's cherubim, horsed upon the sightless couriers of the air.